The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and boy, we have lots of information to share with you today. So I am here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and let's get started. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. I came across an article and about almond milk. I don't drink.
We are going to get down to it here.
I don't drink too many, or consume too many processed foods. I try to avoid as much as possible. But you would have to say that almond milk is a processed food if you're not making it yourself.
I have this perspective that there are any number of scams that are kind of imposed on the uninformed American consumer. And I would put almond milk right up there with some of the more prominent scams.
So you're calling me an uninformed consumer?
No. Do you drink almond milk on a regular basis? Do you drink it or do you just use it in different things?
I mix it as an alternative to milk, and I think that's what most people are using it for.
Okay, and where might you use milk?
I just make it in tea.
So that's just a little bit. So fine.
All right, but
I talk to people who drink glasses of
Well, clearly, I think milk is something you want to cut back on. But we're offering alternatives. So soy used to be a big favorite for people. And now I tell people that's not the best choice either.
Well, if it's organic, it's not a terrible choice. And once again, let's not do too much of that soy milk.
Okay, and so almond milk. So that seemed, how about and rice? Well, think of all the milks, the rice milk, the soy, the almond. I think almond you can get at the lowest calorie count as well. So what do you recommend people substitute for drinking milk then? When you say don't drink the milk or cut back, drink what?
Water, herb tea, yes.
So you're no fun.
Oh, wine.
Well, you know what they say. You know what the patients say to me when I say, cut back on the milk. So what am I going to put in my cereal?
And I have an answer.
You have to cut
that
out too. But go ahead. What's your answer?
No cereal. My little phrase is there's more nutrition in the cardboard box. So tear up little pieces of the cardboard and mix it in with your cereal.
So anyway, the article about almond milk, and this is commercial almond milk because you can make your own. If you really want to make good almond milk.
Absolutely.
And I remember years ago I did.
Did you like it?
It was okay. What you do is you soak the almonds overnight.
Right. It's very good for you when you make it yourself.
And then you mix it with water. Mm-hmm. And then you blend it. And then you strain it.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you do that, that's an almond milk that actually is nutritious and has some health-supporting benefits.
So then the label on the store-bought brand says, pure almond milk.
Yes, it does.
And then you read the label, and there are other things in there besides almond and water.
So the important aspect of that to note is there is no regulation with regard to the use of the word pure on a label.
All right. Anyway, so here's how the article started out. It says commercial almond milk has been exposed as a fake beverage that is thickened with carrageenan instead of almonds. So what they do, I guess, Carrageenan is a lot less expensive than almonds.
My guess is that is true. Dr. Slavin, when you made your almond milk, was the consistency to your satisfaction?
Yeah, I mean, almond milk is on the thin side, and I think maybe some people like the thickness of milk, so they put this in there as a thickener.
And so what I was going to say is if you add a little less water to your almond milk when you're making it for yourself, then you might get the consistency that you like.
So as we were mentioning earlier, you know, people are switching to almond milk in order to avoid regular milk. It's been around for a long time. But, you know, now it's you can get it commercially made. And the problem is with the commercially made almond milk, they add carrageenan, which it comes from red seaweed.
And I'm going to jump in and I'm going to disagree with you, Dr. Slavin.
About what? It's not made from...
carrageenan.
Yeah.
All right. They are misrepresenting. They are mislabeling. They're telling you it's carrageenan in there and it really is not.
What is it?
It's polygenin, which is a process.
So even more synthetic.
Yeah.
Broken
down.
Okay, even worse.
Okay. So here they're trying to say something about a seaweed that is a beneficial substance and has a history of many, 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 many years in the food groups that people survive on. And they are leading you to believe that that beneficial thing is not good for you. And it isn't the carrageenan that's not good for you.
Okay. We'll see. I'm not ready to agree with you one way or the other.
All right.
So with sales of almond milk exceeding $854 million in the year 2014.
There's a lot of profit in it.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
I mean, imagine just one product. Almond milk is becoming a standard milk replacement. One of the problems with commercial almond milk is that it contains only 2% almonds. In fact, some of the labels on the commercial varieties list more sweeteners than almonds in the mixture. That's the other thing, too. You know, I've seen the almond milk go from as low as 35 calories, I think up to 90, maybe even higher.
And you're talking about per cup?
Yeah, per 8-ounce serving.
Okay.
And so you got to be careful there, too, because regular almond milk is almonds and water. And look how it's been adulterated.
Adulterated is the key word here.
The labeling laws currently allow companies to use additives instead of the nutritious almonds that consumers expect. For a half gallon of almond milk, about 144 to 192 almonds are needed. However, only 38 to 50 almonds are used per half gallon by both Blue Diamond and Silk almond milk. Instead of almonds, the product is thickened with carrageenan, which is void of nutrients. Recently, White Wave and Blue Diamond stated they would be removing carrageenan from their products. Now, I bring this up because if you want almond milk, you should get almond milk. Read the label a little more closely and see if you can find real almond milk without carrageenan, at least.
I don't think you can find real almond milk unless you're willing to make it yourself.
Okay, you may have to, but you can find
it. It's easy.
I mean, we look today, and you can find the almond milk without carrageenan. And here's why you want to avoid carrageenan. It's known to cause numerous health problems, especially in the gastrointestinal tract. Research has shown that exposure to carrageenan could cause ulcers in the colon and possibly even contribute to GI cancers. In 1972, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration considered a restriction on dietary carrageenan, but no regulation was put into effect, which means that manufacturers are free to use this product at their discretion.
Dietary carrageenan. What might that mean? It isn't carrageenan. It is the degraded polygenin.
Well, we don't know. So if in doubt, leave it out, right?
Okay. All right. So if in doubt, let's not pick something that comes in a box. If you're in doubt, let's choose something that you can see the actual component, and then you prepare it yourself.
Well, okay. Carrageenan was first used in the 1930s And they say here, carrageenan is also used as a laxative, a treatment for peptic ulcers, and in toothpaste, room deodorizers, pesticides, cosmetics, and pharmaceutical drugs. In 1959, carrageenan was granted generally regarded as safe status. It easily combines with milk proteins and has been used as a substitute for fats in food. It can be found in cottage cheese, whipped cream, ice cream, infant formulas, and processed meats. Almond milk is a dairy-free and lactose-free beverage that serves as a healthy alternative to cow's milk. It contains the same health benefits as almonds, containing nutrients such as vitamin E, riboflavin, protein, and fiber. Almonds also help with heart health. Are you shaking your head? Oh, okay. Let me finish.
Okay.
Almonds also help with heart health because they contain monounsaturated fats, which are good for the heart. And research has shown a 45% reduction in the risk of heart disease by replacing dairy sources of saturated fats with nuts. Now, the deal with the carrageenan is that they say it can cause inflammation in a person, and that's a bad thing. So look for if you can find a product, an almond milk, without the carrageenan, that's the one you should opt for instead of the one with it, in my opinion. Now, you had to stop shaking, so what would you like to say?
Okay, what I would like to say is we're talking about apples and oranges, aren't we?
We were talking about almond milk.
Okay, apples that it is carrageenan, red seaweed, also known as Irish moss, something that is used in supplemental form that's very beneficial for hormone balance, thyroid support, immune function. So here's a beneficial substance.
Well, I'm not going to say that.
Now, you're not going to say that.
Say carrageenan is a beneficial substance? No. I'll tell you why.
So you're saying Irish moss has no history as...
What I'm going to say is if... gastrointestinal complaints by patients is so common.
Did I finish talking?
That I'm going to say, like I said before, if in doubt, leave it out. If that's a possible cause, because, you know, we tell people get off milk because it upsets a lot of GI tracts. And if the carrageenan is another a potential problem. Okay, now you can tell.
Okay. There's just so much going through my mind, generally regarded as safe. I'm not going to be putting any credence to that list because there are plenty of things on that list generally regarded as safe that I would choose not to put in my mouth.
Well, that's the point. We're saying it's not so safe, even though it's generally regarded as safe.
But as I said, we're talking about apples and oranges here. I know we're talking about carrageenan. The truth of the matter is there is such a political intervention, a financial intervention, and they're playing music. So I guess I can't finish this thought. But when I come back, we're going to talk some more about how you should evaluate the foods that come in packages that you are choosing because you think that they're supportive of your good health. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slave. And when we come back, I have so many announcements to make. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut or your digestive function is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease. Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And very, very quickly, before I get back to my point about carrageenan, I want to tell everybody, yesterday I said, go to janazon.com and for 1 month you could have four free unlimited email nutrition counseling questions answered. So within 24 hours of you posing your question, for free for 1 month, I will answer your questions. And so I had 10 responders. I had offered it to 12 people. And so I only had 10 responders. So for anyone listening today who was interested and then forgot about going to janazon.com, they have a chance. I have two more spots to fill. Visit janazon.com. There are two more spots for 1 month of free, unlimited email counseling communications. Dr. Slavin has a bit of a question.
How are they going to find out if they're one of the chosen?
Okay, well, they will get a response.
So you'll let them know?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
When will you let them know?
When?
Yeah.
Okay. Some of them have been informed already.
Okay.
And the ones that kind of came in the middle of the night, those will be answered this morning.
All right. So you'll know almost right away then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Okay. So janazon.com that you want my special free offer. There's some little blurb that you click on and then you leave your email address and we're all set. 1 month free counseling, email counseling. Okay. The other thing is to let everybody know that my Janabiotics, my Jana Juice, and that fabulous, fabulous Jana Lips are all here at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. They're also at the Healthy Way on Clintmore Road in Boca, Vitamin Emporium on Powerline in Palmetto and Deerfield Beach, and very, very soon... they're at Greenlands. And speaking of Greenlands, we were talking before the show that it is almost October, or is it? No, it's almost October. And that is Breast Cancer Awareness Week, month. And so Greenlands has all kinds of specials going on. You can go to greenlandsstores.com and find out about all their really incredible specials for the month of October to support Breast Cancer Awareness Month, all kinds of women's vitamins and nutrients that are very supportive of breast health. And 561-921-4238, that was reaching very, very deep into my telephone number memory banks. That's the number to call if you want to reach Greenlands. Okay. Carrageenan. I think it's such a political and financial situation, and it is a very big manipulation of a politically active organization, Grocery Manufacturers of America, GMA. And so with that political clout and financial clout, there's a lot of things that may be allowed into our foods that maybe we don't want. And when I was talking about apples and oranges, Dr. Slavin, if we're talking about seaweed, that has thousands of years of history being used in the human food supply. And it has possibly, because of the mineral content, because of certain ratios of different trace minerals, there might be some people who are sensitive to it. So that being said, it's a natural substance that has some benefit. What is being put into our food supply is carrageenan, that is also known as degraded carrageenan, or, oh, I lost the word again, something not precisely carrageenan. So are we going to say that the degraded version is carrageenan? I don't think that that's a reasonable assumption, that they are the same thing. One is degraded and dangerous and damaging to people.
But that's the one they're using.
Yes,
okay.
But it isn't carrageenan.
All right.
Now, here's the Grocery Manufacturers of America. Ooh, should we say that we're using degraded carrageenan on the label? Or should we say we are using carrageenan? I think we're going with the carrageenan. I'm sorry. People are being misled. And boy, oh boy, are they being misled with regard to almond milk. And so I rest.
Pretty soon there won't be almonds in almond milk, huh?
Well, okay. Do you know how much water is consumed to grow those almonds? And do you know that every one of those almonds, even the ones that are categorized as raw, have been pasteurized? What do you think about that? Raw almonds, you would think, contain a very nice array of enzymes, naturally present substances. Might those substances be degraded? Might they be damaged in some way or eliminated through the pasteurization process? And then you can still label those very same almonds as raw. That's wrong.
Are all the almonds pasteurized that you see in the stores?
Well, even when they say raw, they are pasteurized.
Really? Okay.
And so most of the grocery store almonds are going to see, you're going to see roasted almonds, which I tell people
so
you should
the,
never buy.
The raw are pasteurized, but they don't say that on a label.
Isn't that something? I wonder why.
All right. So,
a hot topic. You thought this was a very easy discussion with regard to almond milk and carrageenan, and so many people thought that almond milk was a wonderful
okay.
option for milk. How about raw
right.
milk?
Who knew?
Yeah. Oh, well.
So, okay. So how about rice milk? The problem with any of these nut milks or rice milks is they put a lot of sweeteners in it, too. You got to try and get the unsweetened type.
Okay, here's one of the things that happened with soy. People started using soy milk. Then they started eating soy cheese. Then they were using soy protein powders. Then they were using soy burgers. Do you think that might have been a little too much processed soy? I don't have any problem with edamame. Because how much edamame can you consume? Not that much.
About a bowl.
but if you have soy milk, soy protein, soy burger, soy cheese, I mean, oh my goodness, that's way overdoing your exposure to soy. Soy has its potential negatives with regard to digestive function. So my thing is, rice milk, okay. Have the rice milk a little bit if you would like, but don't have rice cheese. Don't have rice-based protein powder. Don't over-consume rice.
My usual recommendation is have things as close to its natural appearance as possible, except sometimes we don't know. You think almond milk was just almonds and water, and they fooled you there. As well, so
fool me once, shame on you. So now that we know
we're being fooled a lot, just think about Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Manipulation and financial.
Do you think people are not aware of breast cancer? What's the message they're trying to get out?
Wear a pink ribbon.
Be aware of breast cancer.
Let's find out how much money the CEO of that organization makes every year.
Well, you know, that's politics again. But my position is if it's a private company, they can make whatever they want. But when it's taxpayer funded, I think there should be some limits on that.
Okay. So what my suggestion is, before people contribute to a charitable organization, find out how much of their contribution, their donation, actually goes to the charity and how much goes to administration. There are lots of different websites where you can go to evaluate the work that different charitable organizations do.
Now, to my way of thinking, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is putting the emphasis in the wrong place. It's like, let's be aware of breast cancer, but what about how to prevent breast cancer? What are we doing for that?
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that they don't call it Breast Cancer Prevention Month?
But sometimes they'll say, get a mammogram, prevent breast cancer. That doesn't make any sense either. But they've said that on commercials.
Absolutely.
I try to inform my patients, I said, with some of the studies that have been done to determine just how effective our approach to breast cancer and treatments and everything else has been.
It's very effective financially for those people providing the treatments.
See, we're on the same page on this one. We're coming up on a break, but just a few things. They did a study published a couple years ago, and this was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, because they wanted to, the study was designed to find out just how effective 30 years of screening mammograms have been in this country, because that's when they were instituted about 30 years ago. So a screening mammogram is obviously a mammogram that you'd go for, as many women still do, although a lot of women are opting out of mammograms.
Yay.
And I try to suggest they go for thermography, and I'll explain the difference after the break. The recommendation had been to get a yearly mammogram. Now it's changed perhaps to every other year. I'm not sure how often. They might as well do it every 10 years, because it doesn't make a difference whether you get a mammogram or not and whether you get breast cancer or not. Although you were going to say it might increase the risk of breast cancer.
Yes, safer going once every 10 years than once every year.
And then perhaps the real issue is, we'll get to the actual nuts and bolts of the study when we come back.
Okay, sounds like a plan. And to our listeners, you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. And I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And I just want to remind everyone that come Friday, we're going to be talking again to Dr. Sherry Rogers. And she's going to be talking about her book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function,
health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking right now about Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we're talking that there's no information about breast cancer prevention in breast cancer awareness. So if you're looking for prevention, you're not going to find prevention with a mammogram. And I have a suggestion that happens to coincide with what I'll be doing on Saturday morning. Pilates, which is extreme, very, very comfortable stretching. And there's a brand new Pilates studio opening in Boca Raton. It's called VIP Pilates, and their address is North Federal Highway between Glades Road and Spanish River. And they,
is Spanish River south of Glades?
No. Or north of Glades. Okay. And so they're next to Boca Raton Kitchens and Floors. The telephone number to call if you want some more information is 917-886-3287. And the reason that I'm talking about this, Dr. Slavin, when you're doing those kinds of very controlled, very slow stretches, you're allowing detoxification. You're allowing lymph movement that is so beneficial for breast health. So very important. I'll be there on Saturday morning from 10:30 to 11:30 at the VIP Pilates in Boca. And you can go to VIPPilatesBoca.com. Dr. Slavin?
I think when it comes to breast cancer prevention, a good place to start is comparing the incidence of breast cancer in this country with Japan. And we're picking on Japan because pretty much across the board in all categories, it ranks very high when it comes to health for whatever reason.
How much CoQ10 do they take every day?
Well, I'm just saying, what's the difference between this country and Japan? Why do we have 1 in 52 women expected to, 1 out of 8 women expected to get breast cancer, whereas in Japan, it's 1 out of 52.
How much seaweed do they eat, Dr. Slavin?
Okay. There are a bunch of issues. What about the use of birth control pills?
Smoking.
Well, they smoke a lot. But maybe the women don't smoke in Japan. Maybe the men smoke a lot. Do the women smoke too?
I think the population in general, and even if the women aren't smoking, the secondhand smoke is an issue.
Yeah, but they have a much lower incidence of, so what are you saying? Smoking is not contributing to it?
Well, what I'm saying is their diet and their lifestyle, even though their lifestyle is very stressful, their diet seems to trump that.
Okay.
No political pun intended there. Sorry.
All right. Another point you mentioned about lymph flow.
Right.
The use of bras has been associated with an increased risk of breast cancer. Now, they mentioned it's the bras with the underwire. Is that most bras?
It's the most popular.
Okay, so that's...
So I tell people, go ahead, buy the underwire bra and take the wire out. So you still have the structure, so to speak, without that very intense pressure where you absolutely need to have lymphatic drainage.
And the other component of all this is the use of antiperspirants.
Right.
Because if you're blocking your perspiration, that's the body's way of getting rid of toxins. Well, imagine that. You're blocking the body's ability to get rid of toxins. You're blocking the natural flow of lymphatics with the tight bra that women wear for probably over 12 hours a day. And, they feel that these things all might be contributing factors. And there's another contributing factor, and that's hormonal imbalance. Because when we test women, we see that a lot of women, premenopause, postmenopause, it doesn't matter, are estrogen dominant. And that estrogen stimulates breast tissue. And if you're dominant in that area, you're going to be overstimulating the breast. And that's another contributing factor. So if you've got, so now you can see the combination of all these factors coming together may be what's the reason for the increased incidence of breast cancer in this country.
Well, I mentioned the seaweed in the Japanese diet. And so here we have something carrageenan. So instead of getting the benefits of that seaweed, we're getting a degraded version of it. And the seaweed in the Japanese females or the Japanese population, that is going to be very supportive of thyroid function. One of the functions of thyroid is to remove excess estrogen from the body. One of the other things would be with regard to fermented foods. When you have fermented foods and you're supporting that basic gut chemistry, the estrogen doesn't hang out in the lower digestive tract and a damaged version of estrogen get reabsorbed back into the bloodstream, putting an even further stress on an undernourished thyroid. And when I say an undernourished thyroid, because we're so exposed to fluoride and chlorine and bromine, all of the things that are going to suppress thyroid, we're overexposed to sugar. The thing is, if people knew about the chlorine content in Splenda and what it was doing to their thyroid function, they would never consume it. If people knew what they were consuming in the almond milk, they would never choose it.
Uh-oh. All right, so now, what's a woman to do? I mean, I think most women are concerned about that possibility. Although I have to put things into context. I've spoken with some women, and they would come in the context of maybe checking their hormones, you know, their sex hormones, thyroid hormones, things like that. I remember saying to someone about, you know, balancing the hormones, how it could help reduce their risk of breast cancer. And her major concern was that she shouldn't continue to lose hair on her head. You know,
well,
I mean, I can understand it, but you got to put things in perspective.
It's part of that whole view of health. In so many women, certainly their luxuriant head of hair speaks to their interpretation of good health.
So the real goal is living a healthy lifestyle. Your body will take care of itself in every area. You know, don't focus on your hair. Don't focus on this or that. You start eating healthy. You start exercising. Check your levels of the various hormones. Make sure they're in proper balance and adequate amounts.
Can you check it with blood tests? And do you need to have those blood tests fasting? Tell us a little bit about the way to test, Dr. Sleiman.
Really, the only tests that should be fasting.
Okay.
And the reason you're told to do a fasting test is so that it's sort of standardized. When you come back the next time, repeated fasting, because if you do it one time fasting, one time non-fasting, you're going to get different. So wait, but there's a flip side to that. So you come in fasting. So the ones that are affected by eating are your lipids, cholesterol, triglycerides, and your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you might want to do those tests non-fasting, because you may find they're off the wall, which is alerts you to problems in that area. A lot of people can have normal fasting levels and abnormal postprandial levels. And, I mean, there's such a thing as a normal postprandial and an abnormal. So doing it both ways can be helpful.
Okay. Fasting is making me think about our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Advanced Medical Testing Centers, you can come here and be taken in right away. You don't have to sit for so long while you're fasting and be so uncomfortable waiting to have your blood drawn so that you can go and get something to eat.
That's a complaint we've heard from some of the other drawing centers. They make people wait so long, especially when they come in the morning and they're fasting. Just recently, a patient said two people in the waiting room fainted because they hadn't eaten, and they're making them wait an hour.
Wow.
Which is not a nice thing to do.
Not a problem at advanced medical testing centers. First of all, very, very comfortable, beautiful waiting room, and you get taken in right away so that you make an appointment. And the number to call for advanced medical testing centers, if you've had maybe a less than pleasant experience with some of the other places where you've gone to have your blood drawn and maybe had to wait too long, you can call Advanced Medical Testing Center 754-216-2332 to make an appointment and have your blood test be a very pleasant experience. 754-216-2332.
All right. So now back to Breast Cancer Awareness Month starting tomorrow for the month of October. We recommend...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. It was an involuntary shake of my head.
We recommend breast thermography. And what that is a functional evaluation of breast tissue. What does that mean? So let's use an analogy. When you want to see how good the heart is, a EKG, which is done resting, may not pick up all the problems. But if you do a stress test on the treadmill, you'll pick up issues that you wouldn't see in an EKG, a resting test. Well, the same thing with breast cancer. Evaluation. If you do a mammogram, you're just taking a picture of the anatomy of the breast. There's no functional testing with that test.
And I'm going to say, my opinion is it's a pretty poor quality picture when you're taking an X-ray of fatty tissue.
Absolutely. In fact, the reason they do mammograms, as with all X-rays, they're looking for calcifications.
Right.
And that's what they base their diagnosis on. Oh, we see that looks like a calcification. That could be associated with breast cancer. Let's biopsy it. It's a gold mine. 80% of the biopsies turn out to be benign, so it doesn't matter. You don't get a refund.
The stress that women go through during that time period is extreme, and there's a lot of anxiety involved.
And you just spoke about stress. That's one of the major causes for estrogen dominance. When women's under stress, they shift their production of hormones toward making cortisol, the stress hormone, and away from progesterone, which is needed to balance the estrogen. And at meetings, the one thing the women who are cancer survivors with breast cancer, one thing they all have in common, they say, is a stressful event.
It's a very dramatic occasion to listening to women talk about what their lives were like just prior to their breast cancer diagnosis. It is universal that some extremely stressful event very much was part of their lives.
And one last thing before we go to a break, another reason to avoid mammograms, as I'll explain when we come back, is in particular in the group of women with implants, breast implants. They should tell you, don't have mammograms. And I'll tell you why after this.
They should tell you that. And you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin and brought to you by Advanced Medical Testing Centers. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. A couple of reminders. The first two people to go to janazon.com, two spots were left for my free offer for a month of unlimited email counseling, nutrition counseling communication with me. The other is Greenland's launching their October Breast Cancer Awareness Week with all kinds of really amazing discounts. You can go to greenlandsstores.com to find out a little bit more about that. Get on their mailing list because they have incredible activities every week. Then I will be at VIP Pilates in Boca Raton, North Federal Highway on Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 with free samples of my Jana Juice and Jana Biotic and Jana Lips. And you can go to VIPPilatesBoca.com. Dr. Slavin?
Okay, so we were talking about breast cancer prevention. Oh, did you want to say something about that?
I forgot.
Well, I'll say something.
Okay.
A couple things. If you like what you hear or you missed the show, you can go to our website, naturaldocradio.com, and listen to it. Now, last Friday we had Dr. Sherry Rogers on, and if you missed that show, I recommend you listen to it. It'll be the September 25th show. But she's going to be back again, not talking about the same exact things, a whole new topic, referring to a book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? That's this Friday. I think, an important program to watch. But again, you can listen anytime on our website, naturaldocradio.com. Yesterday's show with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I thought was very interesting, talking about the 528 hertz frequency, which can improve your health, help your body relax. You can listen to that program, of course. Go to the September 29th program, and you can hear that program. He's written a lot of interesting books based on fact. It's very well annotated, everything he talks about. It may sound a little unusual only because you haven't heard it before, but that doesn't take away from the fact that it's based on science. So another interesting program. So those are the reminders for this week. Now, thermography is the stress test of the breast. It's a functional test. And by that it means it can tell you if the breast tissue is being overstimulated or not.
And what overstimulates it is estrogen dominance.
Right, and not just estrogen. It could be estrogen your body is making, and that applies to premenopausal women too. And by the way, this is very important for people to know. If you're on birth control pills, you cannot measure those hormones with a blood test because they're not natural. So the only way to know what effect it's having on your breast is to do a thermography. Otherwise, you can't tell. But the reason you want to look at it, obviously, if you're concerned about diseases of the breast, you should look at the breast. But a mammogram or an MRI or an ultrasound is looking at anatomy. They're not looking at function. And before the anatomy changes, the function changes. And that's what's picked up with thermography. And by changes in function, you see hot spots in the breast, which implies increased blood flow, meaning there's overstimulation of the breast, which is going to increase blood flow. And these are associated risk factors for the development of breast cancer years down the line.
Okay, so after the thermography and you see differentiation with that temperature, the temperature changes, you test your hormones, and then because the birth control hormone, which is very much estrogen, different manipulations of the estrogen molecule, that's not able to be seen in the blood test. So how do we go about evaluating the patient who has that abnormal thermography scan, has the estrogen tested, and is on birth control pills or on, let's say, Premarin or something like that?
Well, I think women have to be aware that they're increasing their risk of breast cancer, and they have a choice. Get off the birth control pills, use a different form of contraception. But here's the point. I'm not saying, well, birth control pills are bad. You just don't know it, whether it's bad for you or not. And we mentioned the one out of eight women expected to get breast cancer in this country compared to one out of 50 in Japan. I wonder what the incidence of birth control pills are in Japan.
Interesting.
Because some feel that that's a one of the reasons for the increased incidence of breast cancer. And the other issue is just a quick story. I had a patient call us up and said she felt something in her breast. I said, well, let's get an MRI. I picked MRIs because there's no compression, no radiation, a far better picture than a mammogram. And then, then the doctor might tell you, well, get a digitalized mammogram, 3D digital version. Much better picture than a regular mammogram, but it's still radiation and compression. You want to get the MRI because there's no compression, no radiation. I had looked back. She had a thermography and nothing abnormal about it just a couple of months earlier. And when the MRI report came back, what she was feeling was her ruptured implant. That's another reason to avoid mammograms. If you have breast implants, don't do mammograms. You know, you think that compression is withstood by the implant. Ask them how many pounds of pressure it can withstand.
Okay, it's interesting because I had a client years ago who did have a ruptured implant after a mammogram. Very, very scary things. When you're going into a mammography scan place, wouldn't they be asking you? Wouldn't that be something that they'd have to pay attention to?
I don't know if they ask or not, but it's your breasts. You have to take charge of your own health.
True.
And you should say to the doctor, here's the funny thing. If you say to the doctor, I have breast implants, I don't want mammography because of the risk of rupture, he'll probably say, oh, not to worry, it's not a risk. I'm willing to bet that's what they would say.
I would kind of go along with that. So it just makes it even more important what you just said, to be aware of your own health issues.
Yeah, it is a risk, and the older the implants are, the greater the risk. Oh. Because they break down over time. The thermography identifies women with abnormal appearing functional breast tissue, and then you can look for the underlying cause and reverse it and bring it back to normal. If you don't do the test and then you therefore don't address what's going on, your risk of developing breast cancer later on is increased. I can't give you statistics. Nobody knows the real statistics. All I can tell you, when they did that study I spoke about earlier in the program, women getting yearly mammograms versus a group of women, age match controls for everything, not getting yearly mammograms. So the reason they do it that way is you would expect the incidence of breast cancer to be the same in both groups. Obviously, the group getting the yearly mammograms were diagnosed with more breast cancers because they did the mammogram. And then that group, because they were diagnosed with more breast cancers, had more surgeries, more chemotherapy, more radiation. But they followed the group for quite a long time, over 10 years and 10 years after that, and just to see what happened. And this was the real crux of the problem. They wanted, or the study wanted to find out, does yearly screening mammographies save lives? And what they found out was it didn't make a difference. the death rate from breast cancer was the same in both groups. So it didn't matter. Those mammograms didn't save lives. It just made money with the treatments for breast cancer. The other group of women, the same number died from breast cancer, but the difference is a lot of those breast cancers were not identified and therefore not treated, and it didn't kill the women. There's a lot of women with breast cancer being treated for breast cancers that aren't going to kill them. And so what I tell women, and this is the controversial part, is if you have the kind of breast cancer that's going to kill you, the treatments obviously don't make a difference. And if you have the kind of breast cancer that's not going to kill you, it's really debatable whether you need all the treatments that they're putting you through. And your eyes widened up. I don't know, Jenna, what do you think?
I'm just thinking of there's a variety of different types of breast cancer. I'm thinking about Paget's disease. Calcifications very often are malignant cells, but surrounded by calcium, so there's no blood vessels. Right. Contributing to growth of those cells.
One last thing was a Joan Collins that recently, last week, passed away from breast cancer. She was treated. I'm just saying, every woman dying of breast cancer has been treated. So that obviously these treatments are not as effective as they would claim to be. And one has to really ask the question then, if the treatments aren't effective, why do we continue doing them?
I had a client come to see me yesterday at Toonies who opted out of any treatment whatsoever. She is more than 8 years into her health-supporting approach.
Another story. A patient says she opted out of treatment. All her friends that were treated are dead.
Right. That's true. You've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimmerle. I've been here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.